This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. University of Denver students will get the chance to experience Colorado's wilderness on a new mountain campus. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The new campus is named after James C. Kennedy. He's an alumnus who donated $26 million for the land and year-round programming. He's also chairman of the board for Cox Enterprises, one of the biggest cable providers in the country and is worth more than $9 billion. The 724-acre land purchase is adjacent to Roosevelt National Forest. All incoming freshmen will attend an orientation there, complete with wilderness experiences. DU Chancellor Jeremy Hafner.
When students come back from the mountain campus, they will have a language of their common time up there that they don't have today.
Kennedy says his hope is that students develop a deeper commitment to preserving the environment. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
About 400 workers at meal kit delivery company HelloFresh's Aurora factory could soon form the meal kit industry's first union. The National Labor Relations Board has approved a vote among workers. Kevin Abels is one of the organizers. He says employees have suffered through unsafe working conditions and low pay, even as the company profited during the pandemic.
They don't want to continue working so hard for so little money, and they want to have a bigger say in the way things go at work.
Voting will start October 28th and last through mid-November. 87% of Denver Public School staff are vaccinated against COVID-19, and just 3% have received medical or religious exemptions. The initial deadline for the city's vaccine health order was September 30th. The district says it's working with the remaining 10% of employees who aren't yet vaccinated. They're taking weekly COVID tests and must follow stronger masking requirements. This is CPR and KRCC.